episode of Pretentious Internet Theater, a so leak, they got Vic McNaga to open for it. I'm your host, Andrew Cook. Now, for those of you who don't know me, I am your paragon of virtue, your leak hero, and the host of the best thing to hit your eardrums via the internet. On Pretentious Internet Theater, I read for you the best in internet fan fiction. I assure you this is not opinion, but fact. Here at Mini Megacon, I give you the opportunity of a lifetime. You get to join the showcase of the immortals. Tonight, we focus on a man on a quest to improve himself. Hans von Hassel was raised in Germany. One day, on a visit to Berlin, a city divided for years, Hans von Hassel tore down the walls within his own mind. Here in his own words, it's a description of his epiphany. Hello there, my name is Hans von Hassel. I like to write stories and make improve of my English. Please read and enjoy. I had idea when one day, in going to Berlin, suddenly everything in English. I could not understand it. It was like in another language. So I make English and do stories in it. It reminded me of a quote by Rainer Maria Rilke, which said, "The only journey is one within." Hans von Hassel has written stories, 218 of them on fanfiction.net, for Harry Potter, Sonic the Hedgehog, Fairly OddParents, Twilight, and SpongeBob, both featured in a crossover on this program, Yu-Gi-Oh!, Pirates of the Caribbean, the list goes on and on. Enjoy. Harry's Brom. Harry was very angry with his Brom. He had lost another game, and now his Quidditch Brom snapped. He threw a ball at this Quidditch Brom to try to put it together, but it remained in one piece. Harry had his wand from his pocket and zapped at Bromo. The bromine unresponded. The Brom started to fly away. "No," yelled Harry, "I need a bromine." But it was too late. The bromine had flown into the moon. Okay, sir, now you're an appreciator of the arts and the first to volunteer to, or get volunteered to do this story. Could you give me your name, please? Just come over here. Actually, sit down, because you'll be reading off this. Sit down right there, where I was. Okay. What's your name?
Andrew.
Andrew, oh, bless it, so am I. Okay, well, we have story selections here for you. Which one would you like to go with? Andrew will read Hans von Hassel's Adventures of a Dinosaur. Enjoy.
Godzilla was along in Tokyo. We made pick up buildings and send on cars. Suddenly the army had arrived to take Godzilla to Area 51. "No," shouted Godzilla, "and dinosaurs stand on an army." "Oh no," shouted the army, "a stand on." The army turned to stand on as Godzilla walked through the city. The end.
That was magnificent. Now, we have reading here another one of Hans von Hassel's masterpieces. Your name, please?
Morgan.
Morgan. You'll be reading Bambi. Enjoy.
"Bambi," says Thumper. "Let's two go forest." "Yay," says Bambi, and then they run off into the frost together. "Oh no," say the people, "there are overpopulation of the deer. We must stop." So the people set fire to the forest. "Oh no," say Bambi, "much fire." "Thumper? Thumper?" But Thumper had already run out of the forest and abandoned Bambi. "Oh no," say Bambi, "I am abandoned." And so the forest did spread and burn. All the forest and deer went an extinct animal.
That was good.
I laughed a little.
Now, our next story. Friday the 13th. Your name, please?
Diamond.
Diamond. Alright. Friday the 13th. By Hans von Hassel. Read by Diamond.
"Oh no," say Calendar. "It is Friday the 13th again." The people in the camp were run away. They knew the lake was cursed. The cursed lake jumped out of the water and started Danube. Because the lake can only make its Danube at this time, Jason grabs a surfboard and surfs on the lake as it covers the world. "Now I get my revenge on everyone," screamed Jason. And he put batteries inside his surfboard and flies off into outer space.
I'll have to say, that was better than Jason X. Our next story by Hans von Hassel is called Transformers. Your name, please?
Randy.
Randy, you'll be reading from Transformers by Hans von Hassel.
People everywhere were riding cars.
Yes!
Save Omega Prime. Everyone has made into their cars. And so Omega pushed a button, and all the cars turned to robots, and the people turned to robot brains. Ha ha ha! Shout Omega Prime. All people are my slaves!
Excuse me. That says slobs.
Oh, slobs.
Woohoo!
Save a people, robots. But then Omega switched his programming, and people made under his command. Megatron was very annoyed, but his programming to the electrics, and he turned to a slave.
No, it says slave the second time. We like to keep it as the author originally intended. When they do this, some people consider that a misspelling. What this actually is keeping it in the integrity of the story. He wished to turn them into Yugoslavians, which is very close to Germany. Andrew again, reading The Matrix by Hans von Hassel.
Neo with the round. Electrics and computer are everywhere. No, shout Neo. Not electrics. He had been inserted back up the matrix. The computer got a laser gun and started to inject electrics into Neo, and he turned into a robot. Now you are a slave to the machine, said Machine. Neo tried to fight it, but it was no use. He gave in to his robot instincts and became a slave to the matrix.
That was brilliant. He was so excited while reading that story. Hans von Hassel's a man who certainly needs your appreciation as he tries to learn English. I look forward to reading 217 more stories by him.
Randy, again, reading Power Rangers by Hans von Hassel. One day, the Rangers were on power. Much to power our Rangers, says the Red Ranger. Oh no, say the Blue Ranger. There are monsters trying to take over Earth. The monsters made a tearing up building.
No!
Screamed Power Rangers. When suddenly, the Purple Ranger appears from nowhere. I am here to stop you. I have constructed monsters with my science, say the Purple Ranger. And the Purple Ranger took out a power gem, which absorbed on all the Rangers' power.
Oh no,
say the Power Rangers. We have no power. That's right, laughed Purple Ranger. And now the monsters will have a stand on. And the monsters to the Power Rangers and splat.
That was great. I'm inspired right now. I'm going to read a story. I'm going to read Hannah Montana.
Yeah!
And the best part is I read this earlier. Hannah Montana. Molly Cyrus was stand outside in the park. Time to control the sun, say Molly Cyrus. And she control the sun to go behind the clouds. The moon came out, and it was nighttime. The moonlight went on Miley, and she made transform into Hannah Montana. Suddenly, people all saw Hannah Montana and flocked to the stage. Hannah Montana made her sing to the crowd. Suddenly, there was a moon eclipse. The sun denuded in front of the moon. Oh no, say Hannah Montana, sunlight! And the sunlight went on Hannah Montana and she turned back into Miley Cyrus. Oh no, said Miley, this is no good.
You are no a singer, shout crowd. You are just a nerd.
The crowd grows some tomatoes in their garden and throws them at Miley. Wah, said Miley, and she ran away and never made singing again. Torchwood. Captain Jack made a seat from his chair. Today is a goodly day, say Jack. But suddenly, TARDIS denuded to the Torchwood HQ. No, yelled Jack. I can control my TARDIS-C, yelled the doctor, as the TARDIS flew all over the HQ with much of a speed and smash of equipment. It is smash equipment, shout Jack. And Torchwood made a suing Doctor Who. We made pay for a new Torchwoods.
Oh.
Thank you. You cleared your throat for me. And now Christy reading Dragon Ball Village.
Dragon Ball Village. All of the Dragon Balls were bounced around happy in the village. One day you can all grow up to be strong dragons, said Vegeta, throwing up some seed for the Dragon Balls to eat. Yay, seed, said the Dragon Balls. And they take all the seeds. Oh no, said Vegeta, not all the seeds. We need them for plants grow. How plants grow? Boo-hoo, said the Dragon Balls. Boo-hoo, said the Dragon Balls. They made a badly. No more plants for growing? Secondly, the plants stopped growing and the population made across the planet. Population! Vegeta. As the population kill all the Dragon Balls.
We have Randy. A different Randy this time. Dressed like, what are you dressed as?
Amore Ray.
You're dressed as Amore. Like when the moon hits your eye?
No.
Too soon? Okay. Randy will be reading Robots. Enjoy.
Waldo was trying to make a learning from a book much of knowings. He came up to him and intruded on his learnings. It is disrespectful to watch, said Wald. While making much robotics, he laughed electrically. Wald wheeled down the road, much collecting of the trash. Suddenly, a tsunami arrived and covered the robots. The robots got zapped and malfunctioned.
Thank you. That was the story. Twilight.
The vampires turned to do much bats. Oh no, Edward say, I am a bat now. The bats made a fly in the sky. It good thing in nighttime, say Edward, because vampires can no do the sunlight. Suddenly, sunlight! The sun shined in the sky. Suddenly, all the bats turned to dust. Oh no, Isabella say, my vampire has much dust. Isabella look at the dust. She put her hand on the dust. Suddenly, she turned into dust because you can no touch the dust. Suddenly, wind! The wind blew the dust away.
I'll have to say Hans von Hassel improved Twilight. Because the vampires died in the sun.
Exactly, thank you.
To be fair, Dracula didn't die in sunlight, but he also didn't have any superpowers.
Yeah.
And he didn't twinkle or sparkle, whatever they call it.
Dorothy was walked down the yellow brick road with Toto. Bark, bark, said Toto. Oh, such a dog of woofing, said Dorothy happily. But suddenly, the yellow bricks crumbled away. They were all falling down the hole. Oh no, said the robot. We're falling down a hole. But it has used its technology and it fly off. Robot to leave us, said the lion. Much of cowardly. The scarecrow's hay fell off and under the floor. Now I am made of wood, said the scarecrow, made us sadly. Suddenly, the floor. Oh no, the floor, say Dorothy. And they all splatted.
I'm going to do an internet classic to close off the show. Snakes on a plane. In the past history, the sun made it shining over Antarctica, and Antarctica was grown the rainforest. Many snakes would live in the rainforest of Antarctica. It's good to be in Antarctica, say snakes, as they grow the leaves, but one day the sun made it going away because it got bored as only snakes in Antarctica. Snakes made it waiting for the sun, but no sun's made arrival back, and Antarctica was doomed to grow the ice. We know do make an ice grow, say snakes, and snakes slithered away. Snakes come to an airport. We want to fly the plane, say snakes. But the airport refused. Snakes cannot plane, shout the airport, as snakes are only a tail. The snakes were sadly at the not plane, sighed to make a going into the cargo boxes. Spun to hide in crate boxes, say snake as a hide. Plane made a ticking off. All the snakes in the cargo boxes. But suddenly the cargo boxes fell apart and snakes were free to roam the plane. The people saw the snakes. Not a seeing snakes, shout snakes, as the people made about the jumping out, about the window, about the snakes. But the not parachutes, yell the people, as the jump off plane and splat to the ground. The snakes made us sadly. All had jump off plane. We have many a scaring people away, say the sadly snakes. Suddenly, Samuel L. Jackson jumped through the window plane and made us shooting the snakes. I cannot snakes allow on this train station, shouts Samuel Jackson as the shooting of snakes. But there is no driver plane, say snakes. There is no pilot without the driving screen plane, as it crashed into cliff and into many pieces. Thank you. Thank you all for reading these stories tonight. I had much fun at Mini MegaCon here with you, and we're going to try to bring this back for the Major MegaCon. Of course, my series finale should have taken place before then, so we'll see what happens. The next story I'll be reading is David Gonterman's story, American Kitsune. I have never predicted any of the stories I've written before ahead of time. This one I'm calling American Kitsune. And I want you to remember, all of you, that there is much drama on the internet, but only the best makes pretentious internet theater. Thank you all. Good night.